Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
Get off the pot, and it looks like they're going to crap, so we'll see, you know. That's basically all it is. It's selling a lot of false hype for the destruction that's right around the corner. People sending me emails in, sending me scenarios that the New Agers and the others are all coming up with As far as I know, and when this whole GCR thing takes off, whether Trump wants to sign on or sign out of the Paris Agreement, I guess it's he can't sign off on the GCR, even though it's hidden in the Paris Agreement. That will still go forward. The rest of the bill just will be knocked out, and they would have to reintroduce it in some other bill to Congress. And so, a lot of people think that's just a distraction. It very well could be. And so, but anyway, folks, it's, you know, it doesn't matter because it's all setting up for the coming destructions. You know, I try to warn people. Every time I try to think too far in the future, all I keep feeling is the thump, thump, thump of the Jack and the Beanstalk giant. Because they're coming. The giants are coming. And I've been warning you about that. And so get your areas Oregon, folks. You know, when Moses was involved, Father sent the plagues in Egypt. He warned the people to put the blood of the lamb on their doorpost, and the angel of death would bypass their homes. And the angels of death went and killed the firstborn of every family that didn't have blood on their doorpost. And so if you want a correlation, that's exactly almost the same thing the Father told me years ago. If we wanted to protect our areas from the coming giants, locust invasion. There's several different invasions, folks. Get the blood on your doorpost. In other words, he gave us Oregon as a weapon to use. And so we've been protecting our homes and our areas with Oregon. And you know what? A lot of people are coming in late to the game, but late better than never, you know. I know people have to wade through 100 hate videos. Or maybe even 1,000. I heard there are more hate videos out there about me than Alex Jones. I read the titles of them. I don't watch them. Sometimes I'll comment on them, but I didn't watch it. Most of it's useless garbage and useless junk. You know, they put these videos out about how they're such great Christians and they quote scripture. Then why are they spewing lies and hate against a sister? You know? Where's their forgiveness if they think I've wronged them? They want everybody else to follow the Bible and sound religioso, but they have no forgiveness themselves? I've never been arrested. I don't have an arrest record. I'm not a violent person. I'm more of a lamb. There's lions and there's lambs, and I'm total lamb. I don't have the energy to be mean to anybody. And these people put out all these hate videos and lies. They even put up pictures that aren't even me. Say, hey, this is Sherry Schreiner. A Mighty Wind has a Hope webpage on me. None of those pictures are me. And when you tell them that, they don't apologize and take them down. They keep them up. Some guy put up a website on people he hates on the internet, and I was like the number 3. And he had somebody else's picture up there saying that was me. I have one picture online. And it's at SherryTalkRadio.com, and it's about 20, 30 years old. Enjoy the 80s. That's the only picture I have online. Nothing else is me. And so it's incredible all the hate they put out. I've been her biggest supporter for, what, 5 years, and I talk to you once a month? I supported you. I support people with Free Oregon. Then they claim they're my biggest supporters. You know, it's a joke, folks. It's a joke. So the hate will roll. It'll never stop until the Father smites them down. And he will. He'll strike them all down. So you'll know they're not his. What I find interesting is while the world awaits for the Oregon Warriors to leave the earth, the elect, with a few of the elite bride that will be going with us, many will be left behind, and what they're going to try to do is strike up the next Oregon Warrior generation while we're gone. And so I'm telling you now, you take note of all the people who hate me and who are making hate videos against me. And do not listen to them when I'm gone. Because if they're enemies of mine on earth, they're enemies of God's in heavens. And so, it's not like they're going to change and get an epiphany when we're gone. If they hate me now, they'd hate me later. They just have hate. They're hate. They're not Yah's. They're not His. So don't follow them. Don't follow them. They'll have a bunch of excuses why they were left here on earth and not taken in the first group of raptures. And you know what? It's because they're not fathers. They're not His. So don't listen to them when we're gone. I wouldn't listen to them now either. You know, I like how people say, oh, I sent her emails and she was short and flippant with her answers and she wouldn't engage in conversation. Like they want a lengthy diatribe on what they're asking me. Like I owe them some kind of conversation or dialogue. People send me emails all the time. And I do my best to answer them. But some of you are just outright perverted and flippant or rude, and I don't want to deal with it. There's one guy commenting on videos everywhere using different names, and it's the same person, about how he was disappointed because he was asking me questions and I was short and flippant and wouldn't answer him. He was asking me questions about masturbation. And so, yeah, I was real uncomfortable, and I will not deal with that. I find it highly inappropriate to try to counsel a man on those kinds of issues. He can go find another man to deal with. He can go find a male minister. I referred him to somebody else. They just try to get a rise out of you. They really do. I'm not your mother. I'm not your therapist. I'm not here to be your spiritual psychic or counselor. I'm a prophet of the Most High. I speak for Him. People want me to be their mother and their therapist and their psychologist and their psychiatrist. I don't have time for that. I'm here to wake up an army. And we're trying to protect our gates and prepare for the war that's coming against us. And so all you people find petty stuff to go out there and make videos and comments about me. There's always the truth behind the real story, you know. I just find things highly inappropriate, and that's why I won't answer them. I do answer. I'm just not going to get into a lengthy diatribe, that's for sure. They just want to get a rise off of it. I also get emails from website owners who try to present themselves as the religioso, the Christians online who are watchmen and watching over all the false people, and they come against me and they send me these rude emails, and they rip you up and down, and they ask you a question, and so you ignore the email, you don't answer it. And then they claim on their website, we sent her this question, but she wouldn't answer it. Yeah, they don't tell their readers how rude they were. There's always stuff that's left out, folks. There's always things that's left out. If you want to know who I am, then go to the Father Himself and ask Him if I'm His. Don't listen to my haters. They're a dime a dozen. I like how someone said, oh yeah, I believe she's a prophet, but I think she's mind controlled and programmed because she preaches against Paul. So I'm a prophet, but when it comes to Paul, I've been religiously programmed. I'm some government operation to come against Paul. They love Paul. So why would they program somebody to hate Paul, because they love Paul. They want the churches stuck on Paul. Did it ever occur to you that a prophet's not always going to tell you something you want to hear or that you'd like to hear? See, people have all these excuses. But time's running out for all your excuses. So anyway, I wanted to clear the air. I'm not an alien. I've never been arrested. I'm not a lesbian. I've been married for 27 years. I have 4 kids and a couple grandkids. 2 cats, 2 dogs. Been born again since I was 5 years old. Been proclaiming the name of Yahushua since I was 2 years old. I've always been his. Not always the perfect child, y'all, a little rebellious. I'm the most down-to-earth person you would ever meet. I'm not one of these high religiosos who think I'm all that with my nose up in the air and just think I'm just so religious. I'm not like that. I'm not about religion. I'm about relationship with the Most High. He told me to lead his people back to him. His people hate me. The majority. And it's been an uphill battle. And it's tiring. It's tiring. It's mentally and physically exhausting with the workload that I have. And I don't have websites. I don't have producers. I don't have a staff. I don't have a manufacturing company for the orgone. I go out in the garage and I make it myself. And I ship it all over this country. Sometimes this body can be a little slow getting out there and getting it done. I've had a couple heart attacks. I don't move as good as I used to. But you know, I was on a mission last week for the Father. And that's always fun, especially when you get chased by military guys in minivans. Trying to blend in, I guess, and not be noticeable driving a minivan. I mean, who would consider that as harmless, right? Or harmful, but it was funny. We played cat and mouse with them. Dad distracted them with some of the piece of cheese. And we went on our merry way. Stories I could tell. Yeah, it's good times. Good times, folks. Some of the best times I've had in my life have been going on orgone missions for Dad and getting orgone out and covering and securing our gates. You look around the borders of your states, folks. Those are your gates. North, south, east, west. Those are your gates. If you do not have orgone around them, then you are living in an unwalled village. That's a good way to look at it. That's what the Father brought to my mind the other day. Because after all these years, I finally have the gates of Ohio secured. And I know Michigan's secured, because I did that with myself with Marianne. But you can get all the innards of your states as well. Because Michigan and Ohio and Indiana, we are just infested with rat's nests. And every state is. I just have never been as anything as bad as Michigan. That's just horrible. Ohio's right behind it. So get the borders of your states, folks. Put that on your to-do list. Start somewhere. Contact me and see if I know if anybody's gotten a certain area of your state already. So you can get something else that needs done in your state. Or if you feel led to do an area, then don't contact me. Go do it, because that's Dad telling you to go do it. And even if it's been done, it needs reinforced. Always listen to him. Ask him to guide your thoughts, and then listen for that nagging. What keeps coming to your mind? What do you feel like he's telling you to do? What are those thoughts that keep coming to your mind over and over and over again? Do it. He doesn't tell you one time. He'll tell you 100. Do what he leads you to do, folks. A lot of people standing up making orgone. I got a lot of videos on my website, orgoneblasters.com. I'm also online during the day at facebook.com. You can send me a message. I'm usually sitting here at my desk, and I usually see messages, emails come in on Facebook, so if you're making it and you need help, I can help answer questions. I know it's scary the first time, but trust me, I've been doing this for 15 years and I still screw up. You forget stuff, you forget to spray the pan or something. Yeah, I've been there. I do that sometimes still. So you know what, folks? It's just crunch time. A lot of people saying we might hit the RV this week, so we'll see. We might get a sign from them that they're ready to go. And seems to be the Azazel out on the prowl. Seems to be whispering in the ears of people who think they're hearing from God, and it's actually Azazel. I actually confronted him the other night because he's feeding people info. He wants to anger me. He can go in detainment with the others right now. Ash turds are still in detainment. Back in detainment now. Until the RV sign is given. And so, give us the sign and we'll... I can play ball. Alright, folks. Be back on Wednesday at noon. One quick tonight. Good times. Alright, I'll see you Wednesday at noon. God bless everybody.